by faith, not by how they feel, not by how things look, but receive this word by faith. And Father, you promised that you would move in our midst and we would see things change. We'll see things change. Miracles will happen. Hallelujah. And so we give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. Thank you for the honor of ministering your word. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And you know, I want to go back for a little bit anyway to Ephesians chapter 3. Go ahead and turn back there. Ephesians chapter 3. And we were there last week. But there's something else I want to point out to you. And I've been ministering along this line for a while now, and because it's easy for us to grow weary, and I just want to say to you, don't allow that to happen to you. Amen. Don't let it happen. The temptation will be there, but don't you let it happen. You don't have to let it happen. Amen. So I want us to go back to Ephesians chapter 3. And I was sharing with you last week about the fact that God lives, if we're born again, God lives on the inside of us. Isn't that right? The Spirit of God lives on the inside of that. And listen to me, always be aware of that. Always be aware of that, knowing that God is on the inside of you. And I'm going to read some scriptures to you, but I want to start again in the 20th verse. Let me go ahead and take my watch off so I can see here. The 20th verse of the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. It says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. And he's inside of us, isn't he? Isn't he? But I want you to notice something else here. Notice something. It says, now unto him who is able. Who is able. God is able. To do for you, to do for us anything that we need. Our God is not weak. Say that again. Our God is not weak. He's not weak. He's not anemic. But I want you to get that inside of you. Now to him who is able. He's able, and he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. You see that? Let me stop right there just a moment. Let me say this to you. This would not be in the Bible if God didn't mean it. Do you know what this is? This is God's letter to us. is His word. This is God's promises to us. We don't have to read the Bible and say, oh, that sounds so good. That, oh my God, that is so wonderful. I just wish it applied to me. We don't have to say that. It's written here for us, God's people. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we'll talk about that some more just a little later. But God is able. Don't lose sight of that. God is able to answer our prayers. Now, I want you to turn with me to the first epistle of John, the 5th chapter. First John chapter 5. And I'll begin reading at verse 14. Now keep in mind what we read in Ephesians 3:20. Okay, keep that in mind. But now we're at 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. Now we know He's able, right? Verse 14 says, now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, finish that. I want to read that to you again. Now, this is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Verse 15. And if we know that He hears us, now we need to know that we are heard. And not be moved by our feelings, but be moved by our faith. Be moved by what we believe. Be moved by what the Bible says. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions we have asked of Him. Because He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. You still with me? Are you in your Bible? So, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Therefore, then we need to know what the will of God is. We need to know what the will of God is. That's the reason we gotta know what's in here so that we can know what the will of God is. Because sometimes folks will tell you all sorts of crazy stuff. You need to know some things for yourself. You need to know what God said about your situation. And He promised us that if what we ask Him, lines up with his word, and his word is his what? Say it again. His word is his will. So if we ask anything that's in line with his word, that his word says that we can have and what belongs to us, then he says, I'm going to do it. It's going to happen for you. Hallelujah. Because God is for me and he is for you, he's not against us. Minister to the person beside you and just tell them, simply tell them this, God is not your enemy. Amen. Isn't that good news? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to read another verse to you. Just flip back to the third chapter of 1 John. Verse 23. Excuse me, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. See that? And whatever we ask, we receive from him because we keep his commandments. In other words, we keep his word. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let me read that to you again. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. Because we keep his commandments. In other words, we keep his word. And when we ask, we're asking according to his will. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Let me read verse 23. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, it's a walk of faith. It's a walk of faith. I'm born again by faith, so are you. You hear me? We're born again by faith. Just like we receive Jesus Christ by faith, we walk by faith. And if we have a need, we ask the Father in the name of Jesus. And he will meet that need. What trips us up, though, the answer didn't always manifest immediately. That's the reason the Bible talks about patience. We don't quit. We stay in faith. We keep forging ahead. Amen? Amen? Now, going back to where we left off last week, we talked about God working on the inside of us. And I wanted to bring this out to you because it is so powerful, and you need to know that God is able, and he works from within, doesn't he? Amen. The Apostle Paul says he works in me mightily. Colossians chapter 1, verse 29. We don't have to go there. But turn with me to the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. All right. This Jesus is ministering here. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him. Listen to what Jesus told him. For he dwells with you and will be in you. Now you have to understand, he was teaching this before he went to the cross, before he rose from the grave. So I want to tell you this. Well, let me read verse 18. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. So Jesus was letting them know the Holy Spirit is with you. How many of you know he's with us? Amen. Yeah, aren't you glad he's with us? Amen. But now Jesus told those folks listening to him, he said he's with us, but he shall be in you. He shall be with you. In you. They weren't born again as you and I are born again today, because Jesus hadn't gone to the cross. He hadn't rose again from the dead. He hadn't sprinkled his blood on the mercy, heavenly mercy seat. But even though they weren't born again at that time like you and I are today, the Holy Spirit was still with them, just as he is with us today. But now we can take it a step further. Not only is he with us, now because of the fact that Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and he rose again, and his holy blood is sprinkled on the heavenly mercy seat, we are now temples of the Holy Spirit. And we can boldly say he lives on the inside of me. He lives on the inside. He's with me, but he's also in me. And he and I are supposed to fellowship together. Jesus sent him back because we need him. Think about this for a moment. Think about this. Take it serious. Think about it. We have someone, the Spirit of the living God, that knows everything. The all-knowing one dwells on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Let that sink in for a moment. He dwells on the inside of us. And Jesus told us that he would lead us, he would guide us, and he would even show us some things to come. Oh, isn't it the truth? Have you experienced that? Have you experienced the leadership of the Holy Spirit in your life at some point in time? Have he shown you some things that kept you out of trouble? That's the reason Jesus said, I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you helpless. I'm going to send him to you. Now, we have him as our dwelling on the inside of us because we're born again. But let me tell you something. If you're baptized with the Holy Ghost, you have him, his power in your life also. Think about this for a moment. Like Brother Darrell was talking earlier about the fact that we're victorious. Even though we go through hard times and sometimes seemingly impossible times, or maybe having seemingly impossible situations, that's when we need to remember that our God, with our God, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Am I right on that? Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the name of the Lord. Jesus already knew, because he prophesied much of it. It's in the Bible. Of what some of the things that we would be dealing with in life. Matter of fact, he told his disciples, in the world, you have tribulations, but be of good cheer. Notice he didn't say, you know, now I won't tell you boys, I'll be gone. I'm going back to my Father. But now in the world, you're going to have tribulation. So, you know, you might, you might have to shed a lot of tears. It's all right to be depressed, stressed out. He didn't say none of that. What did he say? Say it loud.
Be of good cheer.
In the world, he said, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. I just had to go there. John chapter 16. Nothing gets by Jesus. Nothing gets by God. And he was talking. In John chapter 16, he had been teaching them some things. And in verse 32, he said, indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone, and yet I'm not alone, because my Father is with me. Now stop right there just for a moment. Wow, this is powerful. Think about it, folks. Jesus said, let me read this to you again. Verse 32, indeed, the hour is coming. Yes, yes, has now come. Now, he was talking at where they were, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. Oh, glory to God. Listen what Jesus was saying. He's saying, listen, guys, now stay with me on this. Stay with me on this. These were 12 men that he chose. One of them was greatly used by the devil, Judas. Betrayed him, stole money from him, not out of the treasure, and then betrayed Jesus. And then he, the other 11, he said, listen, the time is coming when I will be left alone. Some of you need to hear this. The time is coming when we will be left alone. It'll feel like I'm on my own. But what did he say? And yet, I am not alone because the Father is with me. The Father is with me. The Father is with me. Ready for verse 33? These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Oh man, I hope you underline these verses in your Bible, especially verse 33. These things have I spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But he didn't say cry. He didn't say fret. What did he say? Say again. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. In other words, what is good cheer? Rejoicing, singing. Because there's a reason. Now Jesus says, I'm going to be left alone, but I won't be alone because the Father is with me. And he told them, and this not only for them, it applies to us as well. In the world, you'll have tribulation. But you rejoice, you sing, you shout, you bless the Lord. Why? Jesus said it. Because I have overcome the world. Let me tell you something. Even the stuff we see going on now, Jesus overcame all that. One day he's coming back, and just with the puff of his breath, gonna take down armies. He says, I've overcome the world. I've overcome the world. You see that? I've overcome the world. I got to read this again. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We have a reason to praise. Sometimes folks say, man, I know. I should have a smile on my face. I know that I should be doing this. I know that I should be doing that. But man, you just don't know what I'm going through. Man, you just don't know what I'm dealing with. Man, this and man, that. Well, wait a minute. Jesus said, remember, I've already overcome everything you're going through. I never told you it was going to be easy. But I did tell you that you are a world overcomer because I have overcome the world. praise the name of the Lord. Shout this, I'm a world overcomer. Because Jesus overcame the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Turn your tears into joy. If you're going to cry, let them be tears of joy. You know how it is? A bride at her wedding, she is so happy. She's so happy. She has her groom right there with her. And he just said, the minister asked him, do you take her to be your lawful wedded wife? And he enthusiastically said, I do. And she's so happy that she began to cry. She began to cry. Those are tears of joy. If you're going to shed tears, let them be tears of joy. And then they have the first baby. And they bring the little thing to mama. And now all the pain and discomfort is history. And she take a look at that little thing and say, oh, this is my baby. And then she begin to cry again. Tears of joy. Tears of joy. Jesus is saying, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of hard time, rejoice. Be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world and I have made you world overcomers. Give the Lord praise, will you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I know that when you're teaching and ministering, you should stay with your subject, and I try to do that the best I can, but y'all, I think I'm built a little bit different. But because the Lord will just speak things to me and show me things sometime, and I'm not trying to be ultra spiritual or nothing like that. I'm not even trying to do that. Because without Jesus Christ, I'm absolutely nothing. You understand that? And I know that all too well. But what blesses me is that Jesus loves us so much. And he knows what we need. He knows what we need. I'm so glad that he ministered to our needs. Glory to God. I'll just leave that right there. Father, we thank you. Oh God, we thank you for your word.